Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. Let's talk about creative blocks. We all have them. We all experience them. Even if you think you're the only one, what's going on? Why can't I think of this or implement that? Why is this project not coming to me? It's not just you. It's not. Don't worry about it. In fact, they're a natural part of the creative process. They really are. But it doesn't feel natural, does it? I can come up with 8,000 new ideas in my head during a 10-minute shower, but sometimes when I sit down to put ideas to action, I just draw a blank. So if you're feeling stuck, know that you're not alone. So today, I'll be sharing some strategies to help you navigate through those creative roadblocks. Okay, let's kick things off with a tried and true approach. Taking a break. Yes, you heard me right. Sometimes the best way to overcome a creative block is to step away from your work and give yourself permission to recharge. Take a walk in nature. Just go hard in a new favorite hobby. Just relax with a good book. Take a bubble bath. You'll be amazed at how a little time away can do wonders for your creativity. It sounds counterintuitive, like, oh, stop being creative to overcome me not being creative. But that's exactly what will reignite it all. Allow yourself to rest, gather your thoughts, and then get back to it. It makes me think of Bluey's mom needing 20 minutes. Do you remember that episode? I love Chili. She just needed 20 minutes as a mom. But sometimes let's just take 20 minutes away from our block, our creative, whatever's stopping us in the moment. Take 20 minutes, take 20 days, take 20 hours, be chilly. Man, I love Bluey. Now, let's talk about the power of perspective. When you're feeling stuck, it's easy to get tunnel vision and just fixate on that problem. You just fixate on it, right? But sometimes all it takes is a shift in your perspective to see things in a new light. Example, if you're working on a painting and you're just feeling super frustrated on how it's turning out, try stepping back and looking at it from across the room. I learned this simple trick in painting class in college, and it's just wild how it helps. Sometimes seeing your work, no matter what kind of work it is, from a distance can give you a totally new perspective and help you identify areas that need adjustment or improvement. Or figuratively speaking, imagine how someone completely unfamiliar with your project would approach it. What questions might they ask? What solutions might they propose? By putting yourself in someone else's shoes, you can gain such valuable insights and just uncover new possibilities that you may have not even considered before. Another example is to imagine how you would tackle the problem if you were starting from scratch. Pretend like you're a beginner again with no preconceived notions or any expectations. What steps would you take? What choices would you make? By approaching your work with like a beginner's mind, you can tap into your creativity and just explore new avenues that you may have completely overlooked in your initial approach. Another effective strategy for overcoming creative blocks is to experiment with something new. This is one of my favorite ones, and I do this all the time. Whether it's trying out a different medium, exploring a new technique, or telling yourself you're just going to start like a new creative challenge, shaking up your routine can help jumpstart your creativity and just get your creative juices flowing again. Don't be afraid to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. Calling all creative moms with big dreams and busy schedules. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the idea of writing a children's book? Do you find yourself lost in the maze of publishing details, unsure where to start? That's why Jacqueline Christine, a dedicated wife, mother of five, and passionate children's author, created the Children's Author Checklist. Because if anyone knows the struggle, it's Jacqueline. The Children's Author Checklist is designed to alleviate the overwhelm of the publishing process and empower aspiring authors like you. So say goodbye to endless research and confusion and focus on your next bestseller. Take control of your publishing journey and don't let uncertainty hold you back. Download your free children's author checklist today and take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. Visit jacquelinechristine.com/checklist now. That's jacquelinechristine.com/checklist. Tap, tap, tap. Don't be afraid to push yourself out of your comfort zone. Some of the best things in life have come from stepping outside of comfort zones. Take myself for example. 2021, Kelly was very introverted and I had to practice my drive-through order ahead of time so I wouldn't like stumble or go blank, forget what Diet Coke is. Anyway, 2024, Kelly is, well, still kind of introverted, but now I host a podcast and I talk to people all over the world that I've never even met on purpose. Wild ride that would have never happened if I didn't decide to just try something new. And boy, am I glad I did. All right, next up, let's talk about collaboration. No, not talking about influencers and their HelloFresh collabs. As the saying goes, two heads are better than one. And this couldn't be truer when it comes to overcoming creative blocks. So reach out to other artists and authors, whether it's on Instagram, online, whether it's joining a local art group, participating in online forums, or just brainstorming ideas with a friend over coffee. IRL, don't forget that people exist in real life, and it can be really, really, really comforting to be in someone's like space bubble and talk to them over coffee. Sometimes all it takes is a fresh perspective or a new idea from someone else to spark your imagination and breathe new life into your work. I bet someone popped into your head when I said that. Man, even reaching out to someone you've admired for a while but have never like spoken to, I'm a big supporter of saying, just send the email, just send the message, just send the DM, make a new connection. More times than not, that person will respond. And you could start a new friendship that helps you in your motherhood journey of doing this whole life thing. You could find a mentor. You could just find a new person, like your person, your community. Send the message if there's someone out there you think that could help you on your journey of creative life or motherhood, connect with them. Just do it. And speaking of collaboration, let's not forget about the importance of seeking feedback. While it can be super daunting and just super awful to share your work with others, constructive feedback can be so valuable in helping you identify blind spots, refine your ideas, and just push your work to the next level. So don't be afraid to reach out to like trusted friends, mentors, or just fellow creatives for feedback. It just might be the catalyst that you need to break through that creative block. Seriously. Key here is to not get offended. Sounds silly, right? But it happens. Like we're human. Sometimes even constructive feedback can feel attacking. But put your emotions aside and use it strictly to help you get better at what you do. Lastly, let's talk about mindset. As creatives, we're often our own worst critics, aren't we? And it's easy to get bogged down by self-doubt and negative self-talk when we're facing a creative block or something that's like a roadblock on our journey. For instance, imagine you're a writer struggling to find the right words for a chapter of your book. Instead of beating yourself up for not being able to write perfectly on the first try, remind yourself that writing is a process. Remind yourself of these normal things of life that you can look at someone that has a New York Times bestseller and be like, oh, look what they did overnight. No, they didn't do that overnight. They didn't. It probably took a long road to get there. They probably beat themselves up too for not have written perfectly the first time. So again, remind yourself that writing is a process. Allow yourself the freedom to write poorly. Really. And knowing that you can always revise and refine later. By practicing what I would say self-compassion, giving yourself permission to make mistakes, you can release that pressure to be perfect. And just free yourself to explore new ideas. And if you're a visual artist working on a piece that's not turning out the way you envisioned, resist the urge to criticize yourself for not meeting your own expectations. Instead, embrace those imperfections and see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember that art is subjective, okay? Remember that art is subjective, and what may seem like a mistake to you could be seen as a stroke of genius by someone else. You guys, I'm an abstract artist. Trust me on this one. By shifting your mindset from one of self-criticism to one of self-compassion, you can cultivate a more positive and nurturing environment for your creativity to thrive. So this week, I challenge you to try one of these strategies, at least one of them. Whether it's taking a break and indulging in a favorite hobby, experimenting with a new artistic technique, reaching out to a fellow artist or author for collaboration, or just simply practicing self-compassion in your own creative endeavors, take a step outside of your comfort zone and see how it impacts your creative process. All of these things have helped me, so that's why I am sharing them with you, and I hope it helps you too. Until next week, keep writing, keep making art, keep being the best mom ever. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much for listening. Connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at Moms Who Create Podcast. And if any of these things I said today helps you, please let me know. Message me. Call me. I mean, you can call me if you want. Sure, just message me and we'll go from there. But really, share them with me. I would love to hear it. And also share this episode with a mom in your life that you think could benefit from it too. Again, thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.